This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use MMA199 for $1.99 domain or transfer.
Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order.
This is MMA Nuts episode 206.
206-er.
My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Grew, the MMA show by fans for fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Yes!
What's going on?
I'm happy.
Why?
Germany won the World Cup. Ooh!
Sieg Heil?
No.
Oh.
Come on now.
I don't know what that's about.
They are one of the most sportsmanlike teams in the games.
Okay.
They're very respectful to their opponent, so I would say definitely not Sieg Heil. Any longer?
Did David Hasselhoff come out and sing some sort of victory song?
I don't think so.
The Hasselhoff?
No. Maybe that would have been good, though.
That would have been classic.
It was an amazing game. I'm sure for you soccer fans who watched it, we're probably like, fuck Germany, but I don't care.
Good for you guys. Enjoy.
They set a record, too. 4 World Cups. No one else has that. I think only Argentina has 3.
Well, what's this discrepancy in pay you were telling me about? That the U.S. will never win because they can't pay enough or something?
Well, the problem is we can't build good enough soccer players because the minor league system sucks here. But the problem is that like a guy like Cristiano Ronaldo, who's making like $44 million a year, right,
okay,
playing soccer overseas, the entire salary cap of the Major League Soccer system in the U.S. I think is less than that. So how can, there's like, I don't know how many teams there are. I think there's 10 or 12, maybe 8. I fucking forgot, but it doesn't matter. Like an entire team, it makes as much as one player is crazy, but an entire league, basically. So of course, the best players in the world, why would they play in the U.S.? They can't make the money. So
you got fame, fortune, bitches. We got everything
over
here.
Only like in LA with the Galaxy. But Dave, like we talked about this, like Beckham came over here. I don't think he came here to play soccer though. So I mean, he came here for the fame and fortune and bitches, right?
Right.
So
it's good reason. Good plan.
It's interesting. It's good to see the U.S. competing though with this lack of players. And you know, some of the guys came back from overseas who are playing in other leagues, and they are, you know, they're good. So, which is cool. But I'd love to see, like, it's a bummer now. The World Cup's over, and it's like I'm going to be struggling to try to find shit to watch because Major League Soccer is not exciting, I don't think. Like, it just isn't. When it's like a major let. It's like you go to watch, like, you know, the Stanley Cup, and then you got to go watch, like, Pee Wee Hockey.
Yeah, I mean, there's a big difference between,
not the same, you know?
Yeah, like NHL to IHL.
Yeah, it just isn't.
There's this big speed difference.
You know, you go see the Wolves, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time. So, I mean, you know it's not. Obviously, the Hawks are huge.
No.
Huge.
You got to give me something else. You gotta play it up for the fans or have more fights than...
Fighting.
You need to have 6 fights per game.
At least hockey, there's fighting, you know.
Well, so how about this for a scenario then? So maybe if we can't compete on salary, can we just juice our players up to the gills? Like... EPO, Ingo. I hear EPO is
EPO
this
could
thing.
Work. EPO could work. I don't know about steroids because these dudes are so skinny, but maybe they have. Can you have more stamina? I guess, right? That would help.
Yeah, it is always good.
But EPO would be good. Yeah, just be able to run. They run a lot. It's crazy how much they run. It's nuts. I
ran or something. I run so far away. It's like one of those '80s songs, Flock of Seagulls or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry.
I don't know. I need a keyboard, so we need a fucking keyboardist on call. Just
like the Tonight Show?
Dial it
just starts playing random songs?
Fucking go.
Okay.
Just whenever you feel
that's
the need.
That's an idea. It could be like right over there.
There's plenty of room in
you gotta
here.
Got to be balding with glasses.
For a keyboard. Like, I thought I saw Paul Schaefer the other day when I was in Chicago. Yeah. Wearing a suit, walking by me.
Could be.
That's interesting.
That's a thought.
It is.
Speaking of EPO.
Yes. You want to go right into it? So
why not? Time for the news.
Yeah. So, Bagatinov tests positive for EPO.
No. You don't say.
Yeah. And he's still able to fight. Because apparently they test beforehand. Like, they take your sample, you fight, and then you find out later that, oh, no, he had this in his system. What the hell is going on? Because this is, what, the second fighter in couple of weeks now, because Chael Sonnen got the first pop for it. Yep. Bagatinov got it. I don't even know what kind of questions to ask here. Is everybody on EPO? Is random drug testing killing the sport or improving the sport? Let's start there.
Which one? You asked me two. You asked me two
I just
questions.
Just respond to anything you want.
Well,
go ahead.
I'd like to say that it's entirely possible that in a sport where stamina seems to be the number one commodity that's required, people would be taking substances that increase your stamina to astronomical levels. So EPO definitely I think is prominent in the sport. I think a lot of guys are doing it, probably, but I don't know. You know, certainly weird that, you know, two guys got popped for it recently, but it's only because I think they just started testing for it, because I think that test is extremely expensive to do. So I'm confused, though, because do you think the UFC is really serious about drug testing, or are they just kind of like being serious enough to get people off their back?
They need to be serious enough to get people off their back, because if you start random drug testing everybody, look what's already happened for all the people that they've tested. You had Sonnen. You had
retired.
Belfort.
And fired.
You had Bagatinov. You had Vanderlei, who fucking ran away. And what did he say?
He's never tested positive.
He's clean as a whistle right now.
He tested himself, Matt, and he's good.
That's good enough for me. Let the man fight on, then.
So, well, I just have to ask you this question. Isn't that self-incriminating? He's like, I've tested myself, and now I'm clean.
He said his testosterone level was in, like, the 180 to 160 range. You're like an 85-year-old man at that point. You might as well be in the fucking grave.
Yeah.
I say fight on. But in reality, talking about Vanderlei, he should get suspended longer than Sonnen.
For running away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or not at all.
I'm with you. No suspension.
He didn't test. Yeah. What are you going to do?
If the glove don't fit, you must have quit.
Exactly. Okay. I like that.
Okay.
And then even GSP's jumping on the bandwagon now, saying there should have
Olympic testing?
Yes. Just everybody, you're going to kill the sport. You just got to understand, not everybody is doing something, but a large percentage. Let's go in, I like to say the 85 percentile.
Well, I have a theory. Since you brought up GSP, I want to say he never fights again.
I think he will
go the way of Barry Sanders, and he's done.
That's a good move.
I think for him, the best thing is that, and I can see that. I honestly think something tells me that I think he probably wasn't using drugs, and I feel like a guy like that maybe was tempted, and then that was his big thing of, like, I just can't do it anymore, and maybe he seems genuine enough where I'm like, maybe here's a guy who's like, I got to do drugs to compete, and I don't want to do it, so I haven't lost, so I'm just going to retire. I'm done. So, but I don't know, the drug testing, it's so weird because it seems like, you know, what was I saying before we start? Like, you start out in the UFC and you're making shit money. You're making like 8-8, 10-10, 12-12. They're not testing you because it's too expensive. It doesn't make sense to test you at that level. So now you start taking some shit, right? You're like, yeah, I'm trying to get better. I want to compete with so-and-so. I want to get better. Mm-hmm. Start winning some fights. Now you're making 30-30. Now you're making 25-25, 50-50. Now you're making 250. You're going to start getting tested at some point.
Yep.
Then what do? Because you're used to being on XYZ, so how do you?
Well, it depends how they're going to do this. Because is random drug testing going to be truly random now? Are you going to start testing everybody?
It should
instead of like at fight time, where you just take a piss sample. Are we going to start testing them throughout their camps? Because then but look at what's already happened though. You're going to start losing fighters for a year and a year, and
is that
God forbid it happens to one of their fucking champions. You know,
isn't that what they do, like out of competition testing in a lot of sports?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that really what seems to?
But sometimes that out of competition testing is, hey, you're going to be tested on this date, so you might want to take care of that.
Check your levels, man.
The challenge here is going to be if the government gets involved, like how it did with baseball. Remember how fucked up that was when you had Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire and all that bullshit, and then all these guys had to testify before Congress and.
Like Rage Against the Machine?
Yes. That's right. You got to keep the government out of this shit. Because if they get involved in it, it's going to completely ruin the sport. And we're already on that verge of, like, yes, people are doing shit, but the more you test, the more people are going to go away, and you're going to lose fighters. So you're going to take a year off, take a year off.
Well, I think Chael's fucked because apparently the FBI is involved because EPO is a seriously banned substance. Like, it's not just, like, steroids or whatever. Like, I think he's got to go in front of, like, a federal judge.
Yeah.
And they want to know where the fuck did he get EPO from.
And someone, I forgot who it was, they told him, like, you better
Brian
be
Stan.
Pretty forthcoming.
Because those guys are close. You
when
know?
You talk to the government yeah. because they don't play.
And I think that's a good move. A lot of the baseball guys, you know, I think there was a lot of, like, I don't know, guys getting in trouble, whatever. But it's hard because it's like, what do? Do you admit to everything and say and pretty much tarnish your entire career? Or do you admit to nothing and hope they don't bring the hammer down?
What was that one line you were saying? Wouldn't me?
Wouldn't me, baby.
Wouldn't me.
Wouldn't me.
Just go down that. Clem Fifth, I'm saying nothing. I would say nothing.
Yeah, but unfortunately, when it comes to the federal stuff, if you say nothing and they find out it's not nothing, you can go to jail for a long time. At this point, it's a reputation and some lost money because apparently they're suing him for, like, what, $250,000 or something?
They're trying to. They want to fine him, but they shouldn't fine him. He's already fucking retired. What good is he going to do at that point?
Yeah. Well,
you know, it doesn't.
I think that money goes back into the fund.
To test more people. Yeah. So then we're going to feed this thing and just steal more and more from the fighters, ruin the sport, create a weaker product. It's not weak enough with the 10,000 cards we have a year.
It seems like a conflict of interest, though, doesn't it?
Yes.
Or there's some other term for it, legal term. Or like double jeopardy? No. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of something.
He's throwing out big words.
Yeah. No, because if you think about it, here's a commission who's making money off fighters testing positive for stuff. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a stake in catching people doing things. So what's to say they're being honest? Because now they're funding themselves based on positive tests for drugs.
That's right.
So I don't know if I agree with that, but I'm not sure.
Should be if someone's going to test, it should be a third party then.
Right.
Fining them.
There's some term for that. I don't know what it is. Maybe you lawyer.
Cocksucker.
Fucking guys. Whatever.
Cocksucker comes to mind and go.
So let's bring this full circle,
mm-hmm.
okay? Rousey came out this week and said that she thinks there should be, like, a 25,000-year ban on anyone who tests
pretty
positive,
much.
Right?
Or at least 8 years.
Okay. So what do you think should be the punishment for someone I know you have a strong stance on this.
I struggle with this one.
If there is a punishment, what should it be?
6 months.
And then what about if they get popped again?
6 months. I'm very lenient on my drug testing. First off, I don't think we should be drug testing. I want the Pride era. I want fucking juice. Everyone juice to the gills safely. I want the doctor. That's always my caveat. I want the doctors to monitor the levels so you're not on the Vitor Belfort Jesus load of TRT. You're fucking triple where you should be. And you also know what's going in your body because you're getting it from a doctor and it's tested, so everyone stays in a safe range.
But at 6 months, though, come on, man. That's like if you get into a fight and you broke your hand, you'd be out longer than 6 months.
That's right.
So it's not really a punishment.
That's right. 6 months.
Okay.
Every offense. That's mine. What's your thought?
I really think that it should be one strike is a year, two strikes is 2 years, and three strikes.
That's so brutal.
You're out.
You going under three strikes rule?
Yeah. I think three strikes, you're out. Because at that point, you're an idiot. I mean, if you know you're getting tested and you're still fucking taking shit, you're stupid. So it's a year. It's 2 years. You're done. So a year is a long time, but not really that long when you think about it. I mean, 2 years for a fighter is quite a long time.
1 year is still a lot, too. Because how are you supposed to make money, then?
Look at Dominic Cruz, man.
How's that guy making money?
I don't know.
Suck it.
Well, he was training BJ, I think. So maybe BJ. That's probably where he got his stand up from.
Oh God! Yeah, we're gonna. This isn't the shuck and jive that I use. It blew my knees out. Sam, you're gonna go with the noni bend, very erect, the Viagra style, and see how that works out for you.
So
not very effective.
Sorry, BJ. I don't mean to make fun of that, but
all good.
I love you, man.
It was the worst stance ever.
It's very terrible.
It was like a buffalo stance, but different.
Okay.
Nina Cherry, where you at?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw some 80s bands at you?
Buck Cherry?
No. Nina Cherry in a buffalo stance.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what song they sing.
Buffalo stance. I can't sing it. You're there, la, la. I'm thinking of. La, la, buffalo stance. make you shit your pants.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know
what he just said. But get YouTube out of this. Just shut our show down.
Just get out of this part. Shut it down.
Okay, moving on.
176. UFC 176. Jose Aldo blows something else out. Gets fucking
canceled.
The card gets canceled. This is the second time now in, what, 2 years? We had UFC 151 canceled. Yeah, you have UFC 176 canceled. What's going on? Is it weak card or what? Did we not learn our lesson from 151?
I mean, it's just all too smushed together. I mean, there's so much shit going on. It's like we're covering two cards tonight, and it's like on those two cards, there's probably three or four fights I'm actually interested in, if that, to really watch.
Yes.
You know, so it's like the shit's just on constantly. So you can't necessarily replace the headliner because there just isn't one available. So
no, and it seems like they want to have a title fight for every numbered pay-per-view. And you get no title fight, you get no card. Even though it sounded like Frankie Edgar was willing to step up and fight Mendez, but UFC,
nope.
No go.
Can't give Frankie that. He'll take that guy down.
Yeah.
Can't have that happen.
Maybe. I don't know. He is the BJ Penn killer now.
Yes.
Do you like Edgar more or less?
Fuck Frankie Edgar.
Okay, thank you.
I'll root against him for the rest of his career.
All right, good.
Fuck him.
Good. I guess. All right, fight announcement. We're going to move right along here. Overeem versus fucking Rothwell.
Yes! I mean, what? Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
Does that make any sense? Is Rothwell even in the top 20?
No. I think they're looking for to
what? Get rid of Overeem?
I'm going to hold my words. Thankfully, I stopped. I was going to say something derogatory.
Oh.
I think they're looking for someone that may be much easier to handle for Overeem because of lack of cardio and no real ground game.
But didn't Rothwell just test positive for something, too, now that I'm thinking about it?
Donuts?
No. I thought he had got tested positive.
Oh, he did. I think he did, yeah.
Because he was his body shape, remember? It changed.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, I could be mistaken. I just think that's a real curious matchup for someone who is, what, top five in Overeem,
yeah.
And then against Rothwell, it doesn't seem to make...
Trying to give him a KO.
Yes. So,
in other news...
Holly Holm gets signed by the UFC.
That's true. I'm excited about that.
And then who's the other rumor?
Gina Carano.
That's the rumor that's going to happen this week, right?
Yeah.
And the weird thing is, Holm, not an immediate title shot.
Well, she shouldn't, though.
She's the current fighter. But Carano, immediate title shot if she gets signed.
Makes sense. People know who Gina Carano is, okay? So you could make a title fight that would be huge because of, like, buzz alone. Holly Holm, nobody knows who the fuck she is. So she needs to go in and fight somebody. And the other thing that I'm thinking about is that, like, when they're trying to do... like promotion for a fight. Like, I don't think the UFC necessarily has like the ability to build her up unless she fights at least once in the UFC. Cause if I'm not mistaken, like, could they use footage from like another organization of her fighting? Do they have the rights to that stuff?
I guess it depends where she fought and if they can possibly.
Yeah. Cause like, how would you put a highlight reel together if it's not like,
you just have her hitting a heavy bag.
Yeah.
Pretty much, I don't know. It just seems weird because you have one. I get it with Holm. You want to bring her in, and you get. I forgot who they have her scheduled to fight, but you need to build her up in the UFC, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I have a problem with bringing Carano in, who hasn't fought in like fucking 4+ years, and then you're gonna give her a title shot because that's a one and done. Like, I get it.
It's a big payday.
From a payday standpoint,
she's gonna
sure.
get her arm ripped off.
But then from that standpoint, why not make the Cyborg fight? If you're saying, like, all this crying, oh, we can't just bring her in and make and fucking have a title fight with her. She has to prove that she can make 135. Are you fucking kidding me? How do you even know Carano can make 135? She missed weight probably as many times as fucking Anthony Rumble Johnson.
Yeah, but that's all good weight.
Yeah, I know it is. I have no problem with
not
that.
A bad,
but there's no fucking good. Way she's going to make 35.
Yeah, probably
good
not.
Luck. Good luck.
It's interesting. I feel like they brought in one to build and one to immediately challenge. They will.
Yeah. Well, they have to do something because there's just not enough women on Rousey's level right now.
I hope Zingano wins her fight.
I thought she should have got the title fight, but that does make sense, too, for her to have a fight, warm-up fight, because she's been out with personal issues and injuries, so let her get a fucking fight in and then get back after it.
Yeah. Makes sense. Can I digress from
the
MMA? I've been waiting to talk about this. For those of you following the World Cup, apparently, Argentinian player tore his anus, literally, trying to stop a play the other day against the Netherlands.
How do you do?
Javier Mascherano, he suffered a concussion.
And you're adding insult to injury?
He stretched so far to stop a potential goal that he tore his anus and played in the two extra times in that match with a torn anus. And I believe he played today against Germany, too. I'm not sure about that. But
so what happens when you tear your anus?
Tears.
I know, but does that mean, like, shit just keeps running out of you as you're running? Remember that picture that I posted a while ago of, like, some guy running, shitting himself?
Yes.
Does that happen to the soccer player, then?
No, I think it's just very painful.
Torn anus?
Yeah, but,
you know. That can't be good. Is that good? Can't be
good. Tear your anus? I don't think so. That sounds terrible.
I'm trying to think. What are the things that tear anus? Probably a horse cock?
A horse cock would probably tear an anus, yes. Or, you know, I don't know. An ice pick?
Just throw up in my mouth a little bit. That's not good. Yeah. That is the preferred administration for anything that needs to go up your ass. That's ice the pick. Applicator.
Ice pick? Take it rectally.
That's the only way you go. If you're going to do anything, you better do it rectally.
Yes. Got any other news?
You ladies know what I'm talking about. Yes. Last thing. Brendan Schaub, he's on the Joe Rogan podcast the other day, and they're doing one of those Fight Companion.
The BJ one?
I think it was that one.
That was a good one.
And he may have had the quote of the century on there because he was talking about some party that he was at with A-Rod being there. They got into this discussion, and Brendan says, "Oh, cool, you hit a little white ball. That's awesome. I'll snap your fucking neck. I'll snap your neck and fuck the two girls you brought."
Nice.
Like, that's nice. This guy can say a lot of shit and not get penalized by the UFC.
Well, he's like twice the size of A-Rod. But A-Rod has like 10 times as much money.
Yeah.
100 times as much money as he does. So I'm not sure that's true, Brendan Schaub. He's kind of funny. Like, I listened to him a couple times on those Fight Companions. Yeah. He's starting to grow on me a little bit.
He's actually, he's really intelligent from, like, the fight IQ I'm not saying while he's in the octagon, but at least from a outside point looking in, he knows what the fuck's going on. And then just, he's so committed with his opinions. Oh, yeah. Love it.
Well, I like how he talked about the LeVar Johnson fight. He's like, fucking, what did he say about it? He's like, he almost blew off my upper lip or something.
Yeah, with the uppercut. I thought my lip was going to fall off. Fucking guy.
Yeah, so I don't know. But those are good, man. I like to listen to those. That was a hard one because I think you could feel the pain they all felt from BJ's performance.
Yep.
He's like, man, I'm depressed. And I'm like, that's what I felt watching it. Like, depressed.
You never want to see a legend go down like that. You want to see him roll out on top.
Yeah.
It's so hard to go out on top. You know?
It is. It's especially in a sport that's definitely high testosterone, young man's game. You know, I don't know. We'll have to see what happens.
All right, you got to get BJ Penn on the juice. You want to talk of a guy who could need it, could use it? What would he look like on it?
He wouldn't do it.
I know he wouldn't, but put him on it.
Oh, he'd be a killer.
Exactly.
He'd be a murderer.
He'd be like Vitor Belfort.
The resurgence, choking fools out again.
Yeah. It'll be fun to see. All right. We're being brought to you by GoDaddy, I guess.
Yes, GoDaddy.com.
$1.99.com or transfer MMA199. Easy way to support the show. Spend $1.99. You got it?
$2.
I got $4.
Not even $2.
That helps a lot.
Buy some domains.
Thank you for playing.
Yes.
We'll go right in.
There we go.
Where are we at? Where are we starting? Miller, Cerrone, what
UFC Fight Night 45 being held on July 16th at the Revel Casino in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Atlantic City.
Yeah, it's a weird place. You been there?
Is that where they're shutting down a bunch of casinos?
Yeah.
Like have you been there Trump? Before? No, I've it's never weird. Been there.
Very strange. It's like, you know, like the dirty Las Vegas.
Okay. I can picture that. There's sections of Vegas that are sketchy. You start walking around towards, like, the stratosphere. Not so nice out there.
It is not.
Are you on lockdown over there?
I don't know. My iPad is fucking up. Hold on.
He's having iPad issues. Hey, did you know we're brought to you by Defenso?
Two sponsors in a row?
Defenso.com.
Use code MMANUTS to save 15%. Be clean, bitches. Hey.
What?
Be clean.
Thanks. Hey. Be clean. Be clean.
I'm just letting you know.
Awesome.
It's important to be clean. Especially in the summertime about. When you have that swamp ass going on. You know, that's a company who should come out with some wipes. For sure. I think they do have them.
Defense soap?
Yeah, they have those. I forgot about that.
Done.
They should call them something else.
What?
I don't know. Something other than defense soap wipes. Wipes.
Like D wipes.
Yeah. Dick wipes. Ass wipes.
Something.
Clean your ass, bitches.
Are you ready yet? Did you unlock your body's potential? Hey, speaking of unlocking your body's potential.
Don't give me another sponsor.
Kidding.
I'm going to kill you.
Are you ready yet? Can I start the party?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. We got Donald.
Cowboy.
Cerrone. He is 23-6 with one no contest versus Jim. Johnny Redbird Miller, he is 24-4 with one no contest. Cerrone, 3 wins by KO, 15 by sub. Miller, 3 wins by KO, 14 by sub. Pretty similar.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you see going on here?
Man, this fight is interesting to me because I think the X factor, though, is going to be Cowboy Cerrone's mindset and how he comes into this fight. We have seen so many different like phases of Donald Cerrone. You got the guy against Diaz who just, like, let Diaz run a train on him, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And you got guys who, I mean, he's come into other fights where he's just like, I'm dominating fuckers. So it's an interesting thing because, too, I feel like Jim Miller has a cardio problem lately. And it seemed, you know, he saw that against Healy, who else? Lozon, Henderson. As the rounds went on, he seemed to fade, which is really interesting because it didn't seem like that was the case before. They're both very dangerous on the ground. I definitely think Cowboy has the much more dynamic striking, which I think will allow him to be, and he's not afraid to work off his back. So I got to give this one to Cerrone. I think it's probably going to go the distance, and it'll be exciting. I really want to see it hit the ground. I want to see them play around a little bit and see like who's got the better jiu-jitsu. But I'm going with Cerrone by decision. What do you say?
Well, Cerrone, it's like you said, and I think I forgot who was in his training camp or training
Godzilla.
With him. I don't know if it was Travis Brown that said he's a fucking, he's not a head case, but you can look at Cerrone when he's walking out to the fight and tell if he's going to win or lose.
Really?
And this seems like one of those fights where he's primed to lose.
Uh-huh.
You look at the last fight against Barboza where he was getting handled, and then a phantom. I want to say it was a straight left and not a jab. But it was like a jab that dropped Barboza, and then he went down. And I believe he choked him out. So I'm going to just pick this based on the power of Jim Miller's beard.
Nice. And take him. Is he going to have his beard again?
Yeah, it's looking pretty epic.
And his epic wife.
Oh, stop it. Just stop now before you get me killed.
Maybe he's not married to her anymore.
Hey, Big Bird is not in
he
the house.
He might not be married to her. So you're saying there's a chance?
Yes. Jim Miller.
You like Jim Miller in this one?
Yes.
Yeah, what?
Because.
Decision? Submission?
Submission.
Position?
Submission, exotic, Peruvian necktie.
Cock and balls?
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, Jiggy Ball. I'm not going to give you much on that.
Survey says.
Don't count on it. Jim Miller, the Man, Jiggy Ball.
All
right. Move right along.
I think this is going to be a good fight.
It should be. I mean, how many bad Donald Cerrone fights do you... Can you remember? I can't remember any offhand.
How many bad Jim Miller fights can you remember? Not many, right?
Oh, maybe you're getting a fucking scrap.
Benson Henderson was maybe one of his worst showings, but in general.
You're getting a scrap.
You are, yes.
We're moving right along to the next one.
Just like that.
The next card.
Okay.
Look at that.
UFC like Fight Night, McGregor
46
versus Brendel. UFC Fight Night 46 being held on July 19th at the O2 Arena
in the motherland.
Dublin, Ireland.
Making their second return or their second time there. Last time they were there, UFC 93, Henderson versus Franklin.
That was the last time?
Yeah. It was a while ago.
What? Henderson fought in Dublin?
Mm-hmm. Controversial decision.
I don't remember that fight. What happened?
Henderson wins.
Henderson won?
Yep. It was controversy.
Isn't there always controversy?
Of course. If it's not the UFC, it's not controversy. So you ready for this?
I guess so.
All right. We've got Conor. The notorious McGregor. He is 14-2 versus Diego.
I don't know the nickname.
Brazil Brando. I don't know his nickname. That's okay. He's 18-9. McGregor, 12 wins by KO, 1 by submission. Brando, 9 wins by KO, 5 by sub. So I'll just say good luck on fighting an Irishman in his motherland. You're fucked. Yeah, I think it's going to be like fighting a Brazilian in Brazil. That win rate is ridiculous.
Or even worse, like fighting Vitor Belfort in Brazil.
Yeah. Where the drug testing is lax at best.
Yes.
Lax at best. McGregor, his challenge is he's coming off that knee injury that he sustained in that Max Holloway fight.
Yes.
And that was one of the first fights I think that he didn't finish when you look at all his wins when he has what?
14?
Yeah, 14 wins, and 13 of them have been a finish. So,
yeah.
Could you attribute that to the knee blowout? Probably.
I think he's overrated.
That's what some people say, but I don't know. I think Brandao, his challenge is that he's kind of a hothead.
And well, yeah, he's
the guy that said he was going to fucking stab
Poirier
in the neck at the weigh-ins
after
he misses weight by 5 pounds.
Stab you in the neck, motherfucker.
And then he's no longer with Jackson's after that fight, Brandao.
And he got KO'd in the first round in that fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't go so well.
No. But I think when you look at the way that McGregor is going to approach this fight and the different attacks and the creativity he's going to throw at Brandao, it's going to frustrate him. And if McGregor starts talking shit in there and all the fucking Irish crowd going banana, I see there's no way for him to win. So I take a first round McGregor KO. First round, let's say you.
Well, I'm trying to think of an argument of how Brandao can win this fight, but I think he's just batshit crazy. And I think McGregor's, like, overall persona, without actually fighting in his hometown, is already too big for this fight. Now he's fighting in Dublin. I mean, the only thing that could happen is, like, he goes bananas and gets himself knocked out because he's just too amped up. But I just don't see that happening. I think he's going to put a clinic on. This is going to be a crazy one-round fight. And I think he gets the finish. I mean, KO makes sense, definitely. I would say late first round, kind of just, it might even be one of those 20-second, like, crowd goes crazy. The whole arena gets blown out. But I don't see Brent. I mean, he's coming off, like, a year layoff, too, pretty much, right? So,
yeah.
I don't see Brando winning this fight. And maybe this is McGregor's potential, too, for, getting a title shot sooner than later, right?
He's ranked, I think, 13, so it says.
Is it that low? Really? Okay. I didn't know.
It was about right. Well, he had a handful of fights.
Yeah.
In the UFC. He's young, too, 25.
Yep. And he's a good marketer. He's got the...
Fuck yeah. He's got the whole division wanting to take a piece of his ass home, possibly tear his rectum.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Separated record.
You like FIFA, World Cup. It'll all work out.
Yes.
All right, so we both got McGregor.
I do. It's hard to pick against.
Magic 8-Ball.
Which means he'll lose.
Gonna take McGregor. The triple threat.
Get knocked out early.
Moving right along.
Yes.
Ask a Dud Nuts. Being brought to you by Onnit.
Ooh. Where you can go to
onnit.com/MMA Nuts
and save
10% off.
Right? Yes.
All
your
crack cocaine.
It's because I'm taking that alpha brain, motherfuckers.
He's so smart. He's
that's
alpha
why I'm so smart. Alpha brain. No, really. I, sorry. The alpha brain didn't do shit for me, but the Shroom Tech Sport I liked it. And I want more of it. It's one of my favorite pre-workout supplements I've ever taken. Check it out and go to the link onnit.com/MMAnounce and buy your supplements.
That's right.
The Brazilians call them.
Right. Ryan Donnelly says, can I get a shout out for winning my first MMA fight at Victory Fights Championship?
How do you win by it, you know?
I think it was a triangle. Nice. Second round triangle.
Good on you, sir.
There's your shout out. Gustavo Ribeiro. Holmes, Zagano, or Carano? Which one do you think will give a greater test to Rousey?
Zagano.
Holmes, Zagano, or Carano?
Zagano.
Yes, I agree with that. Follow-up question from Gustavo. McGregor defeats Brandao. Do you think he should get the title fight? And if so, how do you think he would do against Aldo?
Too soon. Needs one more. Top five. Let's see what happens.
Agree. I don't like agreeing this much. I feel like those guys on fucking MMA beat, that's okay. All they do is agree with each other. Okay. I agree with what you said. I agree. Let's take a fake sip of coffee. It's all good.
Here we drink.
No
beer.
Disrespect.
Fuck the coffee. We drink beer.
I just think it's ridiculous at times.
Cider.
Ryan Smith. He says, evening, boys. It's been a while since I asked a question. Who can you see being a threat to Hendricks' title? Rory McDonald, Hector Lombard, Matt Brown, or Tyron Woodley?
I like Matt Brown, but he needs to win his next fight. We'll see. I like Matt Brown. What do you think?
Oh, I lost my cap. That's always a bad thing. I got another one! Rory McDonald, because he's... I forgot who gave us that suggestion. He's kind of like the knuckleball pitcher.
Yeah.
He just throws everything off speed, and he's deceptive. I think he might be deceptive enough. Because just look at that performance against Woodley. I sure as shit thought Woodley was going to destroy McDonald. Nope. He might employ some weird shit against Hendricks.
Got the weird factor.
Yes, definitely.
Maybe it's the aliens.
The Canadian psycho, the GSP seaman.
Lover.
I'm just saying, I'm not saying. We're right along, Ryan Smith. Marry one, kill one, fuck one.
Oh, no.
Kat Zingano, Gina Carano, Jade Bryce.
It's easy. I'd marry Gina Carano, like, tomorrow. Got to kill Jade Bryce because, I mean, I don't know. Fuck Holly Holm, I guess. I don't know. What do you say?
I think this question is blasphemy. If Cyborg's not involved, I'm out.
He's not marrying anyone except Cyborg.
Yep.
Okay.
Rodrigo Machado. Not a question, but a suggestion. Said, you guys need a part on a show where you guys give advice to people. Call it Matt and Ingo Extreme Advice. Since you guys are wiser and married, you guys can advise people on what to do.
Like a, what do you want, a fucking marriage show?
You can ask us anything. I'll tell you what to do.
Yeah.
I'm good like that.
Let me tell you, any advice I give you, do exactly the opposite.
Because
shit ain't working for me.
You're going to end up with...
So, that's a good idea, though.
I like it.
We need to change the name, though. I don't like Extreme Advice. Extreme is overused.
Yeah.
We got to think about that.
Feel like a Tabasco bottle.
Deep thoughts by the nuts.
Yes.
Yes.
That's Justin. It is a good idea. Think about that. We'll ponder that. Pontificate. Justin Dr. Brown Carter. Would you guys prefer an MMA world where there was still a Bellator, a Strikeforce, Pride, and WC? Or do you like how all the talents are under one roof now? I think I missed the WEC the most.
Yeah.
Just because you had the smaller cage seemed to entice more action for the lighter weight classes. I think that's a big problem with the UFC and the smaller weight classes. The octagon is too big for these fucking little guys.
When
it was condensed. Yes, I think you need another octagon to drop down. Like, or either comes up. Maybe it comes up.
Or they can just move.
Yeah, it's collapsible.
Yeah.
Maybe like a 4x4. Is that too small?
4x4, Jesus Christ.
It's closed quarters combat. CCC.
Okay, we're just going to stand
or
and bang.
Or CQC.
Every fight's going to be like, stand and bang. Stand and bang.
Well, there's nowhere else to go. Fuck it.
Stand and bang.
I like it. But yeah, so I like the smaller stuff.
Yeah.
In the follow-up, what is the most depressing beating you guys have ever watched in MMA? He said his had to be watching Big Nog just crash to the ground in the Big Country fight. even though he was rooting for Roy. Most depressing beating. I think we witnessed it, no?
I gotta say,
two of them.
BJ Penn was one that just...
It was two. But the first time I enjoyed it.
BJ Penn?
Yeah, with GSP. Because he was talking a lot of shit that time.
Both times BJ really upset me, yeah. That upset me a lot, to watch him lose like that. There's another one that comes to mind. I would say perhaps the... I can't think of it now. There's another one.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Beatings are, you know.
I try to wash them from my memory.
Yeah.
I don't want to remember those.
The beatings?
Yes.
Yeah, beatings are bad.
It wasn't a beating, but Vitor Belfort knocking out Rich Franklin. Didn't care for it.
No.
Didn't care for it. Moving right along, Damon Sesse. I watched the Jones-Alex fight repeatedly. Why do many people think Gustafson won the John Jones fight? Gustafson clearly did more damage, but took numerous leg kicks. Also to mention the fact he was running around the octagon the entire time. Your thoughts?
I thought he won that fight, man.
So did I.
It was close, but he won. I mean, I can't remember which rounds, whatever.
No.
It's been fucking too long, but at the time, I remember clearly saying, this is blasphemy.
Mm-hmm. Should've. Not for sure you'd won that fight.
Yeah.
For sure.
What are you gonna do? We'll find out. Was it September?
Yeah. He's telling me like I know. And Gregory the Fountain will ask the last question. He says, sucks about UFC 176 getting canceled. If you could go back in time and cancel a UFC pay-per-view card that ended up blowing the BBC and get your money back, what card would it be and why?
There have been too many. That's hard to answer.
I mean, 174 just comes to mind because it was so close. That was horrible.
There's been a slew of them in the last year or two where you're just like, really? You know?
Well, I was looking at the attendance recently. I think I was on Wikipedia of kind of like the last year in UFC events. And I want to say there was only maybe one or two events that eclipsed more than 10,000 people in attendance, where you go back two or three years and every single card had more than 10,000. Even that GSP fight in Montreal, I forgot where he fought or who he fought, there were over 20,000 people at that fight.
GSP?
Yeah. It was one of those massive fights.
Okay.
But fuck. We're just on a... It's not a slippery slope. It's just too much, you know?
Yeah.
We got to scale back a little bit so that every card... I know you can't get every card, but fuck. At least make the numbered cards substantial where I want to see every fight on the main card. I don't even have that now. You're lucky to get one car or one fight I want to watch, maybe three. I think the last one, there was three fights. It was the Weidman, the Rousey, and then the Struve fight. But then that fight got blown out, and then you only got four.
Yeah.
So, what are you going to do? I'll say 174. Just because it was right there.
I mean, sure. I'll buy that.
No ledge.
Do you have any?
I don't know. Probably not.
Knowledge.
Oh!
That was close.
Ribbing!
That was so close.
I didn't even aim. I just threw it.
Can I try this?
Go. Oh, rebound. You got a cork. Oh, you'll be here all day.
Try to get
fucking... This is what people want to see. Fucking Ingo taking shots at an undisclosed... fucking thing.
It's all good.
That I need to. I'll just take a picture of, and then you can see what we're shooting at. This doesn't look scary as fuck.
The knowledge.
Oh my god.
The knowledge section of the show.
Like, wow, that is a frightening looking picture of the opposite side of the show.
It does look scary.
Like, what the fuck are these guys doing? Don't worry about it.
I don't have any knowledge, man. You know, it's a weird week. I'm kind of bummed out. Like, the month of July is pretty much fucked for MMA. There's not, after this 4th of July weekend, I mean, there's not too much going on. I mean, we have a couple of these cards we talked about, but and now that 176 is canceled,
I don't think I was going to even buy that one.
Probably not, no. But, no, I don't have any knowledge.
Here's a question for you. So the other day, you know, I went downtown with my kids, and we're walking through the streets, and tell my kids, I'm like, this is kind of like the Matrix right now because all the people walking by and my oldest
in
daughter.
Suits?
Well, just in general, just because there's so many people and you're kind of weaving in and out trying to navigate. She's like, what is the Matrix? Like, oh, Jesus Christ, here we go. Like, we got to watch the Matrix then. So I let both my kids watch the Matrix.
I think it's too early, Matt.
I don't know, but I did it. It's rated R. But there was some website I checked out that you can see if you're going to let your kids watch a movie.
Yeah, I
wish
I know that website.
Knew what it was. But they break it down each scene, and they give it a rating like language, 5 out of 10. And here's what's said in there. Nudity, 3 out of 10. Violence, 15 out of 10 or whatever. Lots of gunplay.
Yeah, the gunplay.
So I watched it with my daughter today.
What'd they think?
That was great. They were rooting for Neo. Yeah. Come on, Neo, don't die. You could do it. They're 12 and 9. It was rated R.
There is no spoon, Matt.
That's true. So I may either be the worst or the best dad. I'm not sure where I fall. I'm just trying to expose them to the time and the cinematography of this movie, of how it was so groundbreaking at the time. I think it was actually the first DVD movie that I watched when I got the big, like, you get your big projection TV and your sound system, you're all ready, and this is the movie you watch, and you hear the bullet casings hitting the ground as he's like,
Yeah, I watched that movie in the theater on acid.
So
is that bad? No, I don't know.
Do you have flashbacks?
Yes, that movie holds a special place in my heart because I remember walking out of theater going, okay, I'm a little bit freaked out right now. Like, that's crazy. And it was summertime, I believe, when it was released. But it holds a special place in my heart. And I've watched it since then. It's never relived its, like, magical moment. That fucked my head up for a few days thinking about all that. And it was pretty cool. There's a lot of websites out, apparently, too, regarding The Matrix. Mm. Like, the whole, a lot of the shit behind, like, the story and everything else. And also that other movie, which is very similar with Leonardo DiCaprio, where he's like, he goes into the deeper levels. Did you see that one?
Titanic?
No. It's more recent.
He goes down.
Where he's like in a dream state. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I forgot what it's called. Anyways.
That one was very confusing. I didn't understand the end.
Because they kept going deeper and deeper into the dreams and stuff. Yeah, those are cool, interesting movies because they make you think, like, you know, what's our current consciousness really? I mean, what do we really?
It's all just a memory that's inserted rectally.
Rectally, correct. You're right now getting a memory through your rectum when you're laying in a tube and they're injecting the memory rectally.
Laughing the whole time.
Rectal injection.
He has no idea we're anally raping him right now.
Correct.
That's how it should be.
Anal rape is always the best rape.
Yep. As long as you're eating an apple.
That's right.
Like a pig. They just stick that apple in your mouth.
Squeal like a pig. Isn't that from that one movie? Deliverance?
Fiction? Deliverance. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm thinking of the other ass rape scene. Yeah, the ball gags.
Oh, yeah. When he's like, what did he say? I'm going to get a couple hard hitting. What did he say exactly? Didn't he say that?
Something like that.
Yeah.
We're going to go medieval on his ass.
Get medieval on his ass. He was like, okay, I'm out of here. See you later, man.
Check you later,
do
bro.
Whatever you got to do. All right, I'm gone.
Yeah.
That was a good movie. I haven't seen that in a long time. I should watch that again.
That's him getting ass raped. Take that.
Do you think you could ever recover from something like that?
Nope. Not so much.
Yeah.
I think you're permanently scarred.
Probably.
I think it tears a piece of your soul away.
Or your anus.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shut down. I don't go any farther. It's only going to get worse and worse.
Okay. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. Here's a piece of advice. Do not tear your anus this week. Please.
Rectum, anus, spleen.
Keep your shit clean.
Not soap.
Keep your nose clean.
All right. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
That. It's all good. I understand that.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So good.